You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
I guess we should do introductions here. I'm Joe Thrash and Kill. With me, I've got my good friends, 365 Days of Horror. Say hi.
Neil Smith.
And that boy, Bruno Side.
Alright, let me get my voice stretch out. Here we go. me. Alright, here comes my favorite Nails lyric. Here we go.
Unga bunga.
It's a good one, man.
Yeah.
On the episode we released on December 25th, the Christmas Spectacular, the first 20 minutes of the show, we made jokes about Todd Jones from Nails because he had been having a 3-day breakdown on Twitter about his perceived slights by the guys from Metal Sucks. Kind of just, you know, went off half-cocked about it. And as always, we were too premature on this to have a proper impact. Because what we didn't know was that 3-day breakdown is now turning into 3 weeks. He has not stopped. And we're all the richer for it. Have you guys been keeping up with all of this nonsense?
Regrettably, I have. I wish he would work this hard and long on his albums.
Yeah, that last album was about 15 minutes of material with one, like, 8-minute song that part of it was, like, actually another song. So, like, somebody else's track. Yeah. I don't know, man. Weird things afoot in the Nails camp. I would not be surprised if this ends with the band disbanding again or getting dropped from their label. Or somebody punching Todd.
Maybe for the first time.
Yeah. Could be. Can somebody give me a recap? What exactly is going on here?
So it started out, as we described in our Christmas episode a couple weeks ago, it began with Todd Jones just sort of calling out Metal Sucks for what they were doing. And we made fun of it right away because it was funny the first time. But it just devolved more and more into him throwing support behind just about every musician he could find that he saw was wronged by Metal Sucks. And we're talking about Nurgle most immediately, which was interesting because we were dunking on him for the fact that we thought this was relevant to Nurgle, but really he was just mad about a 3-year-old article.
Yeah.
And then it came out that because he found out that Nurgle was dunked on about it by Metal Sucks, he then immediately ran to Nurgle's defense and said it was total bullshit how they were trying to throw Nurgle under the bus.
Yeah. And to recap again, because we did cover it on the Christmas episode.
Yes.
The throwing Nurgle under the bus would be the Instagram picture that I guess it was Rob Darkin of Graveland, National Socialist, pretty upfront about it, posted a cute little selfie drinking beers with old Nurgle. So, you know, associating yourself with a Nazi who's your good friend from way back.
Discussing the finer points of life as an intellectual.
Yeah. So apparently that's some kind of yellow journalism that just doesn't fly in the Nails camp. You can't talk about some famous metal dude and his good buddy, also a metal dude who is a Nazi, and hanging out.
Quick aside on that, Metal Sucks didn't actually publish anything. They approached Nurgle about it, as far as I could see. They just, and I said this on the last time we spoke about this, they just got ahead of the whole backlash and approached him and said, hey, do you have any comments about this that we can publish? But then Nurgle, of course, just took that as a personal attack and then published himself on Facebook the email that was sent to him asking him if he could kind of talk about this and sort this out with Metal Sucks in a proper way. And that's what that was all about, which was the corniest shit I've ever seen.
Yep.
So it goes farther, and he's going through just the list of all the people wronged by Metal Sucks, and probably the most interesting one is this situation with Young and In the Way breaking up over a very serious rape allegation that
yes.
had enough weight to it that the band immediately broke up once it came out.
Within hours, they broke up.
Yeah. Within hours, they were dropped from Death Wish Records. They were dropped from Psycho Las Vegas, and the band broke up itself. So, pretty serious allegations, and the actual, like, statements made by the victims were very clear that three members of Young and the Way were doing this. These tweets are now deleted. I wonder why. I sadly didn't grab all of them, but this fella, Randall Flagg at Reign of the Wolf on Twitter, former member of Young and the Way, was replying to Nails on Twitter and said, "Metal sucks and all their supporters got to go. Hashtag it was Magruder grind." Pretty fucking serious allegation to say, you know, I know that I was publicly accused of sexual assault, but hear me out on this. It wasn't me. It was this other band. Nails took the opportunity to retweet that and say, "Let it be known, I stand with Young and in the Way. I stand with Cable. Cable got wronged in the worst way, and what happened to him is fucked up. Cable, pick up the mic. Everybody wants Young and in the Way." I don't know that that's true, man.
Wrong.
No. What a great reason is, I believe you completely because your music rocks, man.
Yeah. Another person replied to Nails. They were like, "Yeah, this is pretty full on. They got pinned for what dudes from another band did because of Metal Sucks taking bad info and running with it." Nails said, again, this is another deleted tweet. They probably, the other members of the band probably really wish that Todd didn't say this. It said, "A member of Young and the Way got pinned with raping a girl at a party when in fact it wasn't that person, but a different person from another band. It was witnessed by a few people who aren't people who point fingers and choose to deal with matters in other ways." So okay. It sounds like they have a pretty laissez-faire towards rape because they choose to not point fingers and blame somebody who is a rapist and then deal with things another way, which I guess is do nothing.
Cryptically tweet about it and sit on potential evidence.
They just take their hammy fists and like smash against their palm and go, "Let's get him, boys. We're going to show him some street justice." That's probably what Nails is trying to convey here. But that probably didn't happen, I'm going to assume.
It definitely didn't happen.
Definitely 100% did not happen until I see some evidence pointing to otherwise.
So if we go back to when Young and in the Way broke up, I guess they were forced to break up because nobody wanted to book rapists that no longer have a label or any kind of support whatsoever. It was the organizer of a show said, "I'm sharing this information both privately and publicly, knowing full well that any misinformation could have severe negative effects on my business and personal life, and thus I'm choosing to do so knowing with full confidence that all of this information is 100% accurate." So maybe some asshole from Young and in the Way that was accused of rape might have some ulterior motives for going against the information that, you know, people that were there firsthand say. "Myself and the victims involved were all huge fans of the band before this event occurred, and our only motive is sharing this information is to ensure that known sexual abusers are blacklisted from the community that supports them to send a message that these actions are not tolerated. A little over 3.5 years ago, late summer 2014, the band Young and in the Way stayed at my house after a festival in Detroit. I was a sponsor for the event and also had assisted in a food pop-up during the event. Several friends came over afterwards, one of them being another band that had performed. By the time these incidents occur, the other band was already asleep in my basement, so I am agreeing to keep them confidential, as well as the names of two of the victims and any identifying information for their own safety." I guess we can go ahead and say at this point the other band was Magruder Grind because Nails put it out there.
Yeah.
"Late into the evening, several sexual assaults occurred between members of Young and in the Way and three different house guests. One was asleep, the other was cornered in a bathroom by multiple members. Incident number one. Victim one had the door to the bathroom opened by her, by their front man while she was peeing. He pulled out his dick and told her, 'You know you want it. Come on, suck the dick of a rock star. You already said we're your favorite band.' Her friend and her left immediately afterwards. Incidents number two and three happened sequentially. My then partner, victim number two, was in the bathroom herself about an hour later when three of them walked in the bathroom and immediately shut the door behind them. One of them stood in front of the door so she couldn't open it and shut the lights off. And she said she immediately felt several pairs of hands trying to go up and down her pants and up her shirt. She had to physically fight them off and came running into my bedroom. I was already asleep, and I woke up to her curled at the foot of my bed and sobbing. I was asleep myself at the time and didn't know what happened, so I lifted the covers so she could fall asleep next to me and spent half an hour consoling a crying woman who couldn't even form words. Vic number 3's account has been temporarily removed, and she wants to add modify information for accuracy. So that seems pretty fucking clear to me that people are coming forward and said that it was unequivocally members of Young and in the Way that were acting in this reprehensible manner.
Right. And I'm always going to remind people that when Metal Sucks reports stuff like this, they're reporting that this is what someone is saying. They're reporting the accusation, which is within proper journalistic guidelines. Bill Cosby was on the news up and down all over the place while he was being accused. He wasn't charged of it. Well, I mean, he was charged, but he wasn't found guilty of these things while the news media was all over it. This can happen. News outlets can do this. So for people to say that Metal Sucks is lying or trying to ruin people's lives with misinformation, the fucking information is right there. The story was sent right to them. They have this story. They're saying the story is this.
Can I add one last little piece here?
Sure. Yeah.
The statement also reads that Trumbleplex tried to get Taki, both my ex and I are huge fans of Taki, to reconsider their tour with Young and in the Way in 2015. And that Taki's response was, "We don't care. Keep this drama off the internet," which is about par for the course for those fucking assholes.
Yeah, I don't doubt that even for a moment. But it is what it is. And here's Todd Jones, of course. I think did Todd Jones defend Taki as well during all this? I believe he did.
Probably.
I can't verify. I don't have the tweets in front of me, but I think they were on the list of people to defend.
So yeah, there's, you know, he's had hundreds of tweets now over the last couple of weeks.
Been about a month.
Yeah, we'll say about a month. I guess it, number one, this is so fucked up. Like, that these people that were publicly accused and disbanded are suddenly trying to get back into the good graces of the metal world and saying it wasn't us, it was these other guys that had nothing to do with this shit. I don't know. It's so fucking craven. What do you think, Jordan?
I think people eventually reveal themselves to you, sometimes unintentionally, and I think this has been a very bad month for Nails in terms of that. I think they've, as you would say, they've shown their whole ass, and it is not an impressive ass. I don't see the point of Nuclear Blast holding on to them. I think they've embarrassed themselves constantly and very publicly. I wouldn't see why bands would want to tour with them. I don't expect the band to be around all that much longer for one reason or another. I do know at some point during this rant, the Nails Twitter had mentioned going on tour with Power Trip, and the Power Trip Twitter responded like, "Yeah, sounds cool." And I'm curious if they still feel that way.
You know, Power Trip, when we talked to Riley, he said that he turned down a tour with Phil Anselmo because mm-hmm. he felt strongly that basically Phil Anselmo's a racist and didn't want to be on tour with that kind of guy. I doubt that, I don't know, maybe they saw this, maybe they didn't, but I would doubt that Power Trip wanted to get on a bill with some people that are clearly denying the agency of people that have been victims of assault. And their ability to call out their abusers. So
it's a whole mess. It's one of the messiest things that I've seen in a long time, and it's such an overreaction in terms of an article that, I mean, honestly, I didn't see a lot, had a lot of depth. Really, I read this article in question, the one from 2.5 years ago or so. There's not a lot to it. We talked about this in the last show, but for him to go on the campaign he's been going on because of this article, when he's someone who, as far as the metal scene is concerned, is in the public eye and you will have negative things said about you and your music when you are at this level, signed to a major label, and your music is out there. For him to just dedicate so much fucking time to proving the article correct is the silliest thing that could have happened at the end of 2018 and into 2019.
Yeah. To recap, it all started 2.5 years ago. Axel Rosenberg wrote an incredibly asinine piece titled "Todd Jones is a Scene Bully." The details of it are inconsequential. It was a stupid piece. Axel is a probably one of the worst writers in prominent metal journalism, but it was out there, and it took that long for Todd Jones to just form this grudge that is just diarrheaed out onto the internet.
Well, here's the thing with that article. It has kind of been proven right by all of this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's using like institutional bullying to shut Metal Sucks up.
Yeah.
Which, what? How better way you can describe it than scene bully, you know?
It was prophetic in a way.
Yeah, honestly.
Todd Jones, again, to recap, is a dumb man. He is not smart. I would say he's stupid. Just one of the tweets in this whole shitstorm was, "Yo, Ben Umanov, you piece of shit, why isn't Metal Sucks responding to this? You worried I shined a light on the fact that Blast Beat Network and Metal Sucks are the same people? You don't like that, do you? I know labels pulled. I love taking from you. I will take more." Todd, you could have listened to our podcast episode with Ben from Metal Sucks, in which we talked about the relationship that the Blast Beat Network has with Metal Sucks and how he makes money from it.
Yeah, they're very public.
It's not about Blast Beat Network. Fucking Encyclopedia Brown over here didn't discover some secret thread. Look at the contact information on the website. It's all out there, you dumb motherfucker.
National Treasure
with
Nicholas
a magnifying
Cage.
Glass.
Yeah, he's got the Sherlock Holmes hat on and a bubble pipe.
Lara Croft over here just unveiling secrets of a lost realm. So something I'll jump to, because this is going to take a little while, because Todd Jones, in the perfect act of revenge, decided to go forth and write his own article.
So, yeah, he said that he was looking for outlets to publish this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw a couple of chuds that have like shitty Blogspot sites that were like, please let me do this.
Please.
Mike, do we need to check our email account to see if he sent us a sad email at like 2 a.m. asking for us to publish it?
Well, we're publishing it now.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is first I'm going to read the tweet that he wrote on January 6th. So this was a 4-day event for him writing this. So he really took his time and really thought about it. So anyway, the January 6th tweet is as follows. "All right, the circus is leaving town for a few days. Article I'm writing, unfortunately, it's going to take a few more days. Making something like this and exposing Ben Umanov, I need time. I need to hit as hard as possible. You'll be hearing from us by Thursday a.m. at the latest." So then he, on January 10th, tweeted, "In regards to Ben Umanov plus Metal Sucks plus Blast Beat Network," and he provided a Facebook link.
Took a lot of work to sit down, crack his knuckles, break out the typewriter, and then upload it to fucking Facebook.
Yeah. So this is a nice long read.
Are you doing the whole thing?
I guess we just shouldn't we? Because there's enough here to really put out there. So, and I want Todd Jones to know that his work got published on a real metal blog. So I have to read the whole thing, right? So here we go. Just take a seat back, grab your coffee. It's going to be a long one. So the article begins with asterisks around an all cap statement. Any media outlets whom
any. He still can't figure out the who-whom relationship.
"Any media outlets whom repost, please let us know so we may acknowledge you."
But by the way, like, let me stop you there. Our friend Jay Gambit replied to this. He tags like HarperCollins Scholastic.
Penguin Books for Children.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. The article goes on. So, how did we get here? An article published on June 26, 2016, titled "Todd Jones from Nails is a Scene Bully," and then he provides a link to said article, is the logical start. But what caused Metal Sucks to host a narrative that positions me and Nails as championing a quote, meathead and proud movement? I'm here to set the record straight on exactly that and why no one should support Metal Sucks or Blast Beat Media. Nails is not music for meatheads, anti-intellectuals, elitists, Neanderthals, or bullies.
Wait, his word. His last record was titled You Will Never Be One of Us.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
You'll never be it must not be meathead, anti-intellectual, elitist, or Neanderthal, or bully. It must be something else. His words. It is the opposite. Associating aggressive music with regressive values, anti-intellectualism, et al., is a trope that should be destroyed. Stating people who make aggressive music exude these values is as dated as the term quote-unquote meathead. So perhaps we should have made the connection to backwards thinking earlier. What Nails does attempt is to be an alternative to the mainstream, to the everyday niceties that seem to choke 99% of humanity. It's abrupt, it's blunt, it's raw. I am all of those things. Not always to my benefit, but I accept it and also acknowledge that I prefer this state of being to the alternative.
99% of kids listen to Justin Bieber. If you're one of the 1% that listens to Nails, comment below.
It's Marshmello now, I think. I think metalheads should get on board with quoting like Marshmello as the new like pop mainstream.
I know who that is, actually.
Yeah.
It's the guy that ripped off Deadmau5, but with a different big head.
Yeah, he's got a different colored bucket on his head, and you know, that's
See, you could have easily made up a name. And I would have believed that was a singer. Like, oh man, kids love s'mores. You know, s'mores is what's hot right now on the charts.
Marshmello is constantly on the TV at Gold's Gym, where I am a proud meathead.
That's right. That music video where the dog dies, and that's really the whole video. There's like no special.
Man, that's okay. This is an entirely separate thing, but yeah, that video is uncalled for.
Is it? Is entirely separate.
Again. You could be making all this up and I wouldn't know.
Continuing. Despite Metal Sucks co-owner Ben Umanov's assertions, and it's Ben didn't write the fucking article, can I just say? This guy doesn't know who even wrote the article. Axel Rosenberg is not Ben Umanov. I'm correct with that, right?
Yeah, you are correct. It's like Matt Goldberg, I think is his name.
Yeah, totally different guy. But anyway, I'll recap here. Despite Metal Sucks co-owner Ben Umanov's assertions and implications throughout his not-so-subtle contextual sites, posts, then and since.
What the fuck?
I am not the kid who beat you up in high school. I am also not the one who ran away from the fight. So here we are, where Metal Sucks has positioned us in a bully-slash-bullied scenario where Nails and myself specifically are the antagonist. And who then is the bullied? Is it the woman who doesn't fit Metal Sucks' definition of what a Nails fan should look like? And I guess in the article they describe a woman who is there who doesn't.
Yeah, that goes in line with Axel Rosenberg being one of the worst writers in metal.
Yeah, fair. Is it any number of other artists who have been the subject of TMZ-like coverage of them as people that has become a signature of the site? Or is it the critics I have engaged directly about incorrect statements? He called Dean Brown of Metal Hammer a little bitch boy. That's what he's referring to.
That's kind of funny.
Because Dean Brown said that he made a 15-minute album and it took him 3 years, which isn't an incorrect statement. But Dean Brown is a little bitch boy. You can tell. It's true. It's not incorrect. That wasn't the incorrect statement. The incorrect statement was, you know, trying to, you know, prove him wrong. I'll continue. Let's start here. Why are you writing this 2.5 years after this article was published? And I'm going to state that this is a question that does not get answered in this article.
Well, it's got to take him 2.5 years to, you know, answer that question.
Right. So let's start here. Why are you writing this 2.5 years after this article was published? We should explain what Blast Beat Network is for all of you who don't know. Oh boy. Blast Beat Network is an advertising company which includes two handfuls of music news slash blog oriented websites such as Metal Injection, Cult Nation, The Pimp Rock Palace, Of Course Metal Sucks, etc., in which Blast Beat Network is affiliated with. They perform a really great service where basically a business can approach Blast Beat Network, pay a fee, and have their product advertised across all the affiliated Blast Beat Network sites. Any company who wants their product advertised in the metal slash hardcore slash punk subgenre would be their bread and butter. labels, booking agencies, merch companies, ticketing agencies, any company with a product that they could sell to Blast Beat Network's viewership, so to speak. So Nuclear Blast Records, Metal Blade Records, Relapse Records, Season of Mist, all of your favorite online merch retailers, a large amount of metal slash hardcore slash punk based businesses either currently pay or has paid them in the past for ad space because their reach is really impressive and it's easy to do. In addition to Metal Sucks, Ben Umanov co-owns Blast Beat Network. Why does this matter? In one hand, Ben and Metal Sucks are taking money from businesses to advertise their product with Blast Beat Network, and using the other hand to turn around and undermine these releases by writing hate pieces on artists with Metal Sucks.
So his whole beef here,
yes,
is that when you give money to a platform to advertise your services in banner ads and what have you,
correct,
that the editorial arm does not follow in lockstep and also give you glowing coverage.
Do you guys remember, and you might not because this was a long time ago, it was probably like a decade ago because we're talking PlayStation 3, GameSpot.com fired a reviewer for giving a 5 out of 10 review to, I think it was Kanan Lynch, because they were just advertising that shit everywhere, all over the website, and then the guy gave it like a 5 out of 10 because it was a really bad game. GameSpot fired the guy, and the internet like went after GameSpot with bloodlust over the worst journalistic integrity on display they've ever seen in the history of the internet.
At least until ladies started writing about games, am I right? Hey, boys, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah, damn it. True.
But no, I do remember that. So essentially, the GameSpot as an outlet said, if you give us enough money, we will give you good coverage, even though the product itself is dog shit awful.
Correct.
Which, and so what, we know there's metal outlets out there that do that.
We know that for a fact. I have it in my back pocket for a while. We accidentally got reply all'd with a site's fees, like for what it costs to get a good review on their site, and I'll put them on blast later.
Yeah, please do. But it's like what Todd is looking for is the opposite of that backlash. He wants backlash to the fact that, hey, we gave you money, so don't say mean things about us. Fair.
as a website, like, we have criticized bands, we have criticized musicians that are on major labels. The labels still work with us. They send us new music. They still send us, hey, do you want to interview this band? That's because they know that's how this works.
Yeah, you're going to tell me Nuclear Blast isn't going to fucking email Metal Sucks bands anymore? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Yeah, the cunt from Seasons of Mist still sends us shit.
Still. Him specifically, after you guys had I'm sure you'll get another one after like the little squabble you had on Twitter with him. So we're not even halfway through this fucking article.
I know we're still going through it, but it is worth mentioning that Todd specifically said, like, didn't he say, like, Season of Mist is a great label?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He came out swinging on that one.
Beautiful pairing. They deserve each other.
They really do. I hope they sign him and we never have to hear from him again. Yes, you read that correctly. Labels, management, booking agencies, show promoters are unknowingly or indirectly paying Metal Sucks to write these articles about the bands whom product they are promoting.
0-2.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
Here's a real world example which demonstrates this point. We recently read about how Metal Sucks planned a story alleging that Behemoth frontman Nurgle had Nazi ties. To say you hold, and there's no period there, to say you hold or support the values of any person you ever took a picture with, it's not even a stretch. It's a fucking warp. Regardless of what your ethics are, let's look at this from a business perspective. Behemoth is obviously a huge band in the underground metal scene. You know what that means? Record labels are financially invested in a big, responsible way. Imagine somewhere in a six-figure range. Ultimately, this type of investment is great for our world at large. Stay with me. That's a tall order, Todd. All right. Why would Metal Blade, the label responsible for U.S. release of Behemoth's newest album, want to give Blast Beat Network money when Metal Sucks is going to turn around and attempt to tear down Metal Blade's artists, which they have a ton of financial responsibility with?
Seems like it'd be easier for you to just tell your artists to quit hanging out with Nazis. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So that guy continues the point. He really just wants, like, hush money to be considered here when people do shitty things. Like, turn the other way. We're giving you money to advertise. Anyway, furthermore, Ben Umanov also manages the Deathcore act, Rivers of Nile.
Burn.
They got roses in the comments for that one a lot. So, yes, Ben Umanov also manages the Deathcore act, Rivers of Nile. Rivers of Nile is signed to Metal Blade. Being that Ben represents Rivers of Nile, Ben is the one speaking to Metal Blade on the band's behalf. Excuse me. After contacting Metal Blade to request support for Rivers of Nile, he's actively attempting to harm Behemoth and take money from Metal Blade. How's that for business ethics? What the fuck is going on here? What do I do? In all caps. I don't have the power to make anyone else do anything, but I for sure as fuck won't have any financials from Nails go to Blastbeat Network in any way and by any means. I've already had discussions with all the people whom we have business agreements with.
Damn.
That's three strikes, you're out, pal.
Golden sombrero. Or is that 0 for 4?
I think that's 3. I think we, you know, I'm sure there's Twitter ones that get him a bit more, but I've already had discussions with all the people whom we have business agreements with, and they are on board that no money that touches Nails will ever go to Blast Beat Network. No press from Nails ever goes to any of the Blast Beat Network affiliated websites. No bands with booking agencies who pay money to advertise with Blast Beat Network will play with Nails. No label whom advertises, there it is. No label whom advertises with Blast Beat Network will sign Nails. No promoter whom advertises with Blast Beat Network will book Nails. That's what the fuck this has come down to. All caps. How the fuck are we allowing this to happen?
So it seems like he's just caused a whole lot of problems, like for his label and for his management, hoops to jump through to appease this sad little man. And it seems like it could be easier for them to just cut their losses on this one and go with somebody who will play ball.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. The metal / hardcore / punk businesses and communities are funding Metal Sucks by giving money to Blast Beat Network. As people in bands, as business, as people who run labels, as people who book tours, as people who sell / consume merchandise, as people who follow these sites, we need to take control of where our money goes, and we can't give money to those who treat us like garbage. This music is not a commodity for vultures to pick from. Do not support Blast Beat Network and Metal Sucks. Tell your labels. Tell the person who books your bands. Tell the labels you buy from. Tell your friends. This is not big business. This is not the mainstream. Stand up and be counted. And that's the final quote is a lyric from like a Hammerfall song. That's cool.
Really?
Stand up and be counted.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's not. I'm sure that's a phrase before the Hammerfall song, but that's how I'm gonna.
So when he discovered all this, do you think it was like the usual suspects when he realizes who Kaiser Soze is? Like, drops the mug and is like, oh my God.
Oh no. Spoiler. I'm sorry, everybody. I know that took a long time, but I had to read it, so you had to hear it.
So I like the idea that he's discovering, the idea of boycotting something because it doesn't align with your personal beliefs, but that only extends to outlets that were mean to me and not to like Nazis within the industry, rapists within the industry. He's rallying behind those guys. It's just when they're mean to me, that's when it's not okay.
Right. And I just want to say that the first and most liked Facebook comment is just a gif of the whole Pepe Silva thing from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Perfect.
So, just the red yarn on all the pages.
Sometimes we see things happen and the response to it is so disconnected from what I feel personally that I feel like I'm an alien. Like that people are witnessing something entirely different than what I'm seeing. But in this case, it seems like most of the world is on the same page that Todd Jones is up his own asshole. Because even given a platform as sycophantic as Facebook, the response to this has been overwhelmingly, Todd, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Massive dragging across multiple social media places. Like you said, this was posted on Twitter as well. Nails has 26,000 followers. The current count is 21 responses, 24 retweets, 120 likes. That's it.
So not quite a ratio. We can work on that. We can get to work on that after that. But certainly a failing tweet.
I'd say so. And Jordan and I had a bit of a back and forth before the show started. And my thought was, I was so surprised at how Metal Sucks seems to be kind of frightened by this. They haven't responded at all. To which Jordan kind of accurately, you know, conveys to me, listen, they knew this was going to happen and that eventually he was going to trip over his own untied shoelaces at some point. And this is it. He looks so dumb for this.
Yeah. Why bother?
Right.
Why bother addressing someone who clearly doesn't have, quote unquote, anything on you? Just you give them enough rope and they'll hang themselves. And that's what happened here. He went Trump 101 with lots of people are saying this. I'm going to blow the whole lid off this. I'm going to spill the beans. This is going to be huge. And here's what I have. And it's nothing. Of course it was nothing. It was always going to be nothing.
It's so interesting because Todd Jones could have done that. He could have not responded and made Metal Sucks look stupid, which we thought is what happened because it took 2.5 fucking years to say anything. So for all of this, he could have done himself so much better to just shut the fuck up and make more music and do more shows.
And he spent time reaching out to like other musicians saying like, these Metal Sucks guys, you shouldn't give money or anything. Check out my article coming out next week. Like that to Jamie Josta, for example.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think Jamie Josta followed up. I think he probably did the initial tweet out and Jamie Josta's like, oh, that's fucked up. And then, you know, maybe Jamie Josta read a few paragraphs of this and decided, well, maybe not in next week's show, but sometime.
I know that we're not like the best podcast it's ever been, but have you guys ever tried to listen to Jamie Josta's show?
Yeah, I think we're better.
No, we're like 12 times better. It's trash. Yeah. It's unlistenable. Can we cover some of the some of my favorite responses to the Nails piece?
Please. We need some levity, yes.
Yes.
Jeremy S. says, sir, this is an Arby's drive-thru.
Classic. Still holds up.
Yeah, that's a good one. Samus here says, or Seamus. Maybe Samus.
Seamus.
Todd tells all, big old Ben is being mean to Papa Nurgle online. Todd Wasn't Jones is a cop. You will never be as cringe as one of us. I'd like to know what Todd's neck thinks. This one is up your alley, Jordan. This is more incomprehensible than Scott Steiner math.
I got it too.
Deep cut. Very nice.
Yeah. It's goddamn, man, shut the fuck up. 15 likes. There were some other people here that brought up, like this one fellow here says, what does this have to do with you saying a girl lied about being sexually assaulted though? In the responses, there were people that were actually assaulted by members of Young and in the Way coming out and speaking their piece. So, they're saying that Todd, these people that experience the assault themselves saying that Todd is a rape apologist. They knowingly reported things that were not true, and they're trying to give some leeway to a band of rapists. So, sorry to bring that back down again, but that is, being an idiot online is not a crime. It happens constantly. I'm myself have almost fell victim to it once. I've never done it though. But the whole thing of being a rape apologist and trying to blame another party for the actions of people. Everybody out there said it was these guys. It was these dudes, not this other band. So I don't know. I feel like that's the real fucked up thing here. I don't know. What do you think?
I think so too. I think he completely fucked himself over with those comments. And they're going to bite him in the ass in ways that he probably didn't think through. Well, he could have said nothing.
Yeah.
He could have said nothing about this whole thing. And he had said nothing. And we were cool with him saying nothing. It kind of added to the mystique that Todd Jones maybe is a little harder than we think he is. That he can overlook some of the stupid shit people say online. And he can shrug and just say, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to play power violence, grindcore, metal zone music. I don't give a fuck. Which is why people like Nails and why people think Nails is cool, because you have this haters be haters fucking attitude. But then it shows you don't. You really, really don't. You can't take any criticism whatsoever at the smallest possible level. You just have to go on for a fucking month about it.
Yeah, and it's also telling here that I think he knows he fucked up, because he's been deleting people's posts that have posted the receipts of him standing with Youngin in the way. So, from what I believe is that Magruder Grind is aware that this dude put out some libelous shit out there. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, and I don't believe Metal Sucks ever used the kind of language. I don't want to, you know, put myself out here if this isn't true. But as far as I know, Metal Sucks never uses the sort of language where they say, this happened, they did this, this is what occurred factually. They might say some sort of commentary after the accusation statement where they'll say, if this really happened, it's super fucked up. They'll say something like that. I've seen them say that. But Todd Jones is on Twitter here saying it was Magruder Grind instead.
Yeah.
Like, he's saying it out loud. So not cool. Not a good look. And there's really nothing we can say to dump on this guy whom did this to himself.
Like, I've been a fan of this band for a long time, but this is the thing. Like, I'm in my 30s. I no longer have, like, you know, because we're in this somewhat adversarial relationship with bands, I no longer feel a need to defend bands when they put out music that I like and then do reprehensible shit afterwards. You know, that kind of dick riding behavior, like, I'm past it. So I don't need my copy of Unsilent Death if somebody wants to buy it off me.
Yeah, I love Youngin In The Way's music. I thought it kicked ass.
I thought that was a great record. And you know what? It's not that good.
Yeah, right. It's really not. I just it did nothing to me to put it away forever. But what are you going to do? I mean, it's just some shit is so much more important than you liking the band's fucking music. And this is one of those things. Like, women were assaulted in horrible ways without their consent. And that takes so much more precedent than you thinking something fucking slays on your Spotify playlist.
I'm just still hung up on this fucking face tatted shitbag that plays in front of crowds of 75 people saying, come on, baby, you want to suck the dick of a rock star? Get the fuck out of here.
God. And that's the thing about guys in this situation anyway. I mean, what's Nails, like, the lowest earner on Nuclear Blast, and he's acting like he has any sort of heft in the industry, proving us all that he doesn't. I guarantee you that Metal Sucks. I don't want to reach out to Vince or whomever, whomst might have some screenshots of some Nuclear Blast emails they're going to get after this whole incident went down, but I'm pretty sure they're going to have a few.
Here's the thing. Metal Sucks will still be here. Nails will not. Nuclear Blast knows what's up.
Yeah. This band, you know, this band said that they broke up after Metal.txt made fun of them on Twitter a while ago. Clearly, it's not that solid of a union. I'm giving it 2 weeks till another breakup notice.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to say anything, if he's just going to continue like nothing happened. I think the alpha move here would be to pretend like nothing happened and just move on with everybody's lives.
I don't think he has it in him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to have the repercussions that we want him to have over being a rape apologist and over being, we'll say, a Nazi apologist.
Hey, if Tim Lambesis can attempt to murder his wife and then sell out shows and have his entire band come back and rejoin him, Nails doesn't have much to worry about.
I agree, but at the same time, As It Lay Dying had the numbers behind them.
Yeah,
I don't know if Nails so much has it. Nails is, you know, popular in terms of underground music, mm-hmm. but in terms of underground music, popularity isn't much. I mean, yeah, probably their most popular song has like, what, a million streams maybe. It's just how it is, kind of. And I know As It Lay Dying was just like an enormous band for the longest time. Yeah.
I would say people's morals and feelings are negotiable when it comes to things they like. And we've seen that time and again with these bands doing bad things and still being able to tour and still being able to get positive reviews.
Fair. I'm sure people would still go to a Young and In the Way show.
Definitely.
Fucking dorks. here's the thing that I'd like to bring up. Dragon Master on Twitter told Nails to get a lawyer and sue them for libel, comma slander, comma whatever fits. It's typically what lawyers do. They're like, yeah, whatever fits. Hit it where it counts. Take their money. To which Todd replies, man, I come from somewhere where you don't fuck with lawyers. Jordan, where exactly is that?
So using my keen journalistic mind, I looked up where Nails was from. And they're from Oxnard, California. And going to Wikipedia, I found out that Oxnard is, quote, one of the wealthiest areas in America, with most of its residents making well above the average national income.
Yeah. Where I come from, you don't fuck with lawyers because your dad does it for you.
Where I come from, we don't fuck with lawyers because their prices are unreasonable. You got to go to L.A., get some L.A. lawyers, man.
Oh, and then there was that whole thing of he was threatening to fight the dudes in Slaves BC.
Yeah. That's like Tough Guy Online 101. You don't threaten to beat people up.
He also threatened someone from Metal Injection. I think he said, like, we're going to be in New York in June.
Oh, yeah. He said that he was going to come see Frank from Metal Injection. Said that he was going to go to L.A. and beat up the guys in Slave BC. He said he was going to dox that guy, the Frankenstein-looking guy from Metal Injection.
Oh, yeah. Rob Paspani?
That's the guy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody knows who Rob is. Like, what are you going to do? First of all, Rob would eat him because he's a giant.
He's like 8'12".
It's like, what, are you really going to fight outside of Gray's Papaya and then go get a dollar hot dog? Like, this is ridiculous.
It's like, dude, Rob is tall and smart and you are short and stupid. How do you think this is going
to
go?
He's got a lot of neck to him, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate all the dodgy photoshops that people were putting on your post of Todd's giant fucking neck.
I don't think they were photoshops. I think that's just how it is. I think they were just like posting like pictures of what was on his shirt, and then the rest was just him. Oh boy. Look, but I think if Todd really wants to do this the right way, he should do what U-Bowl did like a decade or so ago, where he just challenged several online critics to a boxing match.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they should all show up and this televised event, and Todd should just box Axel Rosenberg in the best match I've ever seen in my life.
I think that's a great idea. That's the responsible way of being a shitbag bully online.
Yeah, you just train, you hire other boxers to show you the ropes.
Yeah, all that work that you could have put into being a better artist, you just, you know, put it into fighting instead.
Yeah.
I bet Uwe Ball would do our show. What do you think?
Probably, yeah. We just tell him we'll promo his latest movie, Alone in the Dark 11. I don't know what he does.
Yeah, it's some, like, adaption of a Garfield video game.
Yeah, and it'll have the production values of, like, any sort of Skinamax release.
Still better than The Asylum.
Yeah, just a little.
I didn't see that one.
Not the movie production company.
Oh, the people that do the knockoff shits of like Paranormal.
Mega Crackosaurus versus Sabretooth Zombie.
Yeah.
And instead of like Titanic, they do like Mega Titanic.
Oh, those are fun still.
Yeah.
I don't think Uwe Boll is trying to have fun. I think he's trying to be a serious director, and he's just not.
Did he do House of the Dead, or was that some
other? Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That was a bad movie.
Very bad. Very, very bad. Just like this whole situation. So am I going to listen to Nails a lot more or less because of this? I probably might. It just, God, it's stuff like this. You just hear it in the music. You just hear him saying whom four times in every song or something. It just ruins it just takes your fun out of it, man. artists don't do this. Just leave it alone. Yeah, or be good people, at least.
Pretty much, like, the worst look for an artist you can have is when you, like, go on a multi-week temper tantrum about your critics. Just say, like, the haters can fuck off, but my true fans know what's up. And you get a million retweets and people are like, I love you. And that's it. That's how you handle being an artist online.
Yep.
I don't even
go on tirades. I'm sorry. I don't even go on tirades when people criticize me. I like make fun. I do a dunk or two and I move on.
Yeah. Fortunately, no one criticized me because my work is unimpeachable.
Yeah.
We can probably put this one to bed. I don't know if there's anything else that I have to say about this other than SMH.
Power Trip is going to go on tour with them or something, right? Like they wanted to or something along those lines.
We'll see where that goes. Yeah. We'll see what happens there.
Like I said, he added a bunch of people during this whole thing where he was just like, said something nice about Power Trip, added them, and then Power Trip probably just saw the initial tweet and was like, oh yeah, cool, Nails Rules, whatever. But they probably didn't go down the rabbit hole that we went down. And once they do, they'll probably think better of it. Who knows?
Yeah. I went to the bar yesterday, as I am wont to do upon occasion. The idea was that I was gonna go put on my Dak Prescott jersey, went to the bar, showed up early, and I was excited to watch Mike Patton sing the national anthem before this game, and I didn't get that. Oh, and then I had to watch a terrible goddamn fucking game, which Cowboys fucked it all up.
Cowboys probably would have won if Mike Patton, sir.
I did see a fact pointed out that I think the Cowboys haven't won a playoff game since they won Super Bowl 30.
You know, that is factually true. I know, because I've watched every fucking game where they had a chance.
And what are we on, Super Bowl like 52 now?
Yep.
53?
They haven't won a playoff game since I was, I think, 8. So that's cool. It's cool that you can, you know, sports are fun. But anyway, yeah. What's the deal with the old Patton boy? He got everybody real excited. Twitter was exploding with anticipation just the other day. And
yeah, it was announced Friday or maybe Thursday that he was going to be doing the national anthem. The internet went, whoa, what? I love football now. Oh, my God. And like Saturday morning, he was sick and didn't do it.
Ouch.
Seems like that's I know he's been a real famous musician for, you know, going on 4 score now. But still, that seems like a pretty big opportunity, you know?
It seems like a weird opportunity. It's the Dallas Cowboys against the LA Rams. It was in Dallas, wasn't it?
It was in LA.
Oh, okay. I thought it was in Dallas. That makes more sense then.
They should have had like Billy Gould do slap bass behind him singing the national anthem.
That would have been great. I would have loved that.
That's sick. Yeah. We should have just had the whole band come out and just do it.
I would have been curious to which version of Mike Patton we would have gotten doing this song. Like, you're going to get the Faith No More, like Red Hot Chili Peppers sound, or you're going to get like Fantonas bleeping bloopin' sounds, or maybe like Mr. Bungle fun, happy swing stuff.
The lounge version, I think, with his hair all slicked back.
All in Italian.
It's the way the national anthem should be sung, man.
So yeah, he just he said on Facebook, "Sorry, football folks, I woke up feeling horrible. No anthem for me today."
Oh,
it's like that's maybe it.
Next week.
Yeah, I don't know.
He called out sick because he couldn't hack it. He was too nervous.
He was too excited to see the dim boys play. God damn, I hate the fucking Cowboys.
Yeah, not to be. I got out of sports mostly because I was tired of being disappointed. But I didn't know the Red Sox won anything until my aunt like gave me a flat brimmed snapback for Christmas that had like the Boston Red Sox championship on it.
Mm.
But you were like, living in Massachusetts at the time. How did you possibly go to sleep that night when they finally won? Weren't people honking their horns,
socks,
and shooting off
socks,
their rifles?
Socks.
I live in a very, very liberal neighborhood. where people, instead of television sets on their living room tables, they have like books. Marijuana growing from pots. So we don't have televisions here. We just go on our iPads and at Donald Trump on Twitter about what a scumbag he is.
No decency, sir.
This is not presidential. I miss George W. Bush.
Who are these people that reply to every... Number one, why would you ever reply to a Trump tweet? It's not like he's going to read it.
I retweeted one the other day because I couldn't help it. Because he was talking about like super powerful vehicles that the Mexicans had.
Oh, that was
and I said,
super Mad funny. Max vehicles.
And I called them planes because he's building a wall.
But yeah, no, the people that reply to every, they've got like alerts set up every time that he tweets so that they can be like, you are not very presidential, sir.
Well, you know, it's people, the faster you reply, the more quicker likes and retweets you get. So when you're a phony grifter trying to sell some shitty book or something and you get on the top of those, more people will follow you and sign up for your SoundCloud. And I think for the average person, it's just you have no power, but you could still tell the president to go fuck himself. So that's something.
Yeah.
I should probably mention on the show that I'm like seriously, seriously going to lower my Twitter usage by a lot, like to the point where I took it off my phone. Twitter is not a good place.
No.
Yeah. People like to drag Facebook. Twitter's pretty bad, too.
Twitter's, just as bad. I think I should just reserve it for kind of like sharing output if I were to ever write anything, or I'll share the podcast on there. But just like the constant attempts at validation where you try to make a funny joke and people either really respond to it or not at all. It's just like, you know, it's either disappointing or just, you get a ton of people. If it does well, you get a ton of people in your comments that will try to take you down for doing well. So it's just, you never win, really.
Every tweet that I put up gets like 50 likes, zero retweets. So it's just me, you know, basically blowing myself by putting anything out there anyway.
Constant cowards ratio for sure. Yeah.
I just saw this. I flipped over to Facebook and it looks like old Blake Judd is up to it again. Leviathan and Noctmystium were going to do a split. And at some point before it got released, the guy from Leviathan was like, this is canceled now. Blake Judd went ahead and just printed it on his own without, the other guy's permission. And now he's selling these on eBay. I say selling these on eBay there. you can give money. You might get something for it.
Yeah. Good luck. Didn't he have another story in like just December where he was ripping off fans again and not showing up to shows and the whole nine yards?
I don't know why anybody thinks that. Okay, you've heard 1,000 stories about people getting ripped off by this guy, but surely this time will be different.
Either it's people, the he's cool to me principle. That's what it is. I've never had a problem, so it's nothing bad's going to happen to me. It must be you.
Oh my God. I guess people just don't read metal news and they just like the band totally organically. So they just go to buy stuff and then they get ripped off because
is that even possible when you're like involved in that level of black metal? Because I mean, the Nuclear War Now forum is like filled with dudes complaining about getting ripped off by this guy, including one guy that I think has been ripped off like 5 times.
Shame on you, sir. Shame.
Have you no decency?
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 5 times, shame on you. I'll buy your next record. I'm sure it'll show up.
I don't know.
Fucking
like,
if you get ripped off that many times, you deserve it.
Yeah. Anyone who gives this guy money and loses it fucking objectively deserves it. You're an idiot. Stop. His music's not even that good.
Like, all the material that's not like the Addicts Black Metal 1 and 2, like, is so fucking unlistenable to me, so I don't know.
Wasn't one of them just, like, Calliope circus music, and, like, the one with the pink curtains on it and the, like, Mexican skeleton or some shit? It was just really terrible. And that was the album that he put out before just heroin took him out for a couple years, and, you know, the backlash took him out for a couple years so that he could come back and do more heroin and cause more backlash.
Okay, so yeah, it's fucked up. He's got problems. Probably don't buy his stuff. But if anybody deserves to be ripped off, it's definitely underground black metal fans.
Fair. And not to mention, I think this Leviathan guy is a piece of shit anyway.
Oh, he
right?
definitely is. Rest or whatever. Yeah, fuck that guy too.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't feel super bad for him. But it's a cautionary tale because, I mean, me and Nazis, I guess we both like money. So
everybody likes money.
Yeah, we share that in common, and I think we can stretch across the aisle to shake hands on that one. Money's great.
I like money.
Quote me on that, please.
Sign up for our Patreon. Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got one of those.
Because just like Nazis, we like money.
Oh.
Feels dirty asking for that now.
This is why you guys invite me on the show.
Yeah.
It's because I'm your wild card. I got to say the stuff that is provocative, but also thought provoking.
You're the Charlie Day of the show.
I got the Pepe Silva meme up right now. I'm still looking at it. I've been watching the GIF the whole show.
Granicide, King of the Rats.
That's right.
Sign up for the Patreon. We did a bonus show last week. What was that one about?
Arch Enemy.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Arch Enemy and what it's like to be the low man on the totem pole when it comes to making art.
Hey, speaking of Nazis who like money, that photographer, you know, he didn't get his $500. So, and, you
I
know,
want how my $2.
His 500 euros equivalent to $2. He needs it so that he can fund additional anti-Antifa videos.
Yeah.
For his YouTube channel. And his one Patreon subscriber.
Oh, yeah. We also did the playlist for this month. I grabbed a bunch of tight video game jams this time around. I went on a whole like rabbit hole thing of apparently there's like 10 million artists out there that all they do is covers of video game music.
Yes.
Spotify's full of them.
Yeah.
Power Glove.
Of like wildly varying quality. Some of these guys, woof. Woof. But I spent like 1,000 hours like listening to, you know, so many different versions of Dr. Wily's Castle from Mega Man 2 to find the best one.
Did you come across Smooth McGroove?
I did, which I thought was actually – I enjoyed listening to it a lot, but I didn't think it was super appropriate for this particular mixtape.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you know who he was. For those who don't know, he does a cappella versions of video game songs, and he's really good.
Yeah,
I highly recommend it.
I enjoyed listening. I looked him up on YouTube afterwards, and his videos are great because like there's windows of him doing different parts, so it's all like a bunch of the same bearded weirdo doing a million different harmony aspects. It's very good.
The guys that I know of first and foremost are a band called Power Glove. I don't know if they're still current, but I think they're from Massachusetts, so I've seen them live a couple times. And they wear like really rad armor on stage when they perform. They opened up for Dragon Force once. I think that's where I saw them. And they have like Super Mario shells for like shoulder pads with spikes on them. It kicks ass. Yeah. And their music's quality. I mean, it's good stuff. They do the They do the riffs right for these video game songs. So if you can find them, I'd give them a listen. They're pretty cool.
So yeah, if you give us $3 or more, you can get that digital mixtape or more. You can get a cassette or whatever and get the bonus episodes. I'm finna record another bonus episode for this month with our friend Justin, and we're gonna do this college radio style. He was a college radio dude like in the 80s, so we're gonna get it old school like. But yeah, I think that's it for me. Send us an email or a tweet or whatever. I'll probably respond. Nothing mean though.
Yeah. Don't say anything mean or I'm going to go on a 1 month long campaign and write a Facebook post about how you're wrong to me for money.
Yep. Well, be nice to each other and, all right, I'll talk to you later.
Keep it metal, bros.
Bye.
to your soul.
Listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.